This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you haven't met your match, you'll be interested in this one. It was a class action lawsuit against Match.com, which the court described as a provider of online dating services. The suit was filed by unhappy and presumably still single members who claimed that Match.com promised millions of potential matches, even though more than half of its existing profiles were inactive, fake, or created by scammers. They claimed that Match.com failed to vet new profiles, remove inactive ones, and properly police its site. But the court found for Match.com, finding the company's user agreement doesn't require Match.com to do any of those things, that users are solely responsible for what's on the site, and while Match.com reserves the right to remove offending communications, it was not contractually bound to do so. In addition, the site is full of disclaimers, such as Match.com is not responsible for any incorrect or inaccurate content posted. So there's no love lost, and it looks like those suing have met their match, although not quite in the way they expected. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.